attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Everybody got a green beer?
Green beer.
No. Green beer. We need some green beer music. We don't get.
What do we?
St. Patrick's Day. There we go.
There we go.
At least somebody got it.
Hey, now we're in the spirit.
Doing a jig now. Woo-hoo. Everybody, Advanced St. Patrick's Day Medicine Monday. Welcome.
My lucky
to the
charms and taking a shower with my Irish Spring. I'm in the spirit today.
What was that old commercial? Frosted Irish Spring, so magically delicious. Was that how it went?
I guess if you were using bad words and your mother wanted to sneakily wash your mouth out, that would be it.
Irish Spring and Lucky Charms. Of course, the Lucky Charms of my youth, not recommended for anybody else's youth. I'll just say it that way. Welcome, one and all. It's the United States and World of Health Talk Radio here, kicking off another week.
Top of the morning to ya.
That as well, Super Don. And yes, it is. I don't know. You know, I am wearing a green shirt. It just happened to be one in rotation.
I am too.
Nobody reached through the microphone and pinched me. Okay, we're okay here. remember that. You'd always get pinched if you didn't wear green. I think it's just an excuse to pinch somebody.
And I have hazel eyes, so I always had the get out of jail card. Easy to say, look, my eyes are green.
Yeah, until they say, that doesn't count. Your eyes are closed. Boom.
Right.
And they get you anyway. All right. Well, listen, I don't know what to do to get in the festive spirit, but maybe start with an alcohol-related story that relates to health in a moment. We do have Dr. Bitar, of course, scheduled. It is Advanced Medicine Monday, and we'll have him on board. We're going to talk about busting the vaccine myth a little bit more, busting the myth of herd immunity as well. Also, how many of y'all out there got to see a healthy you and Carol Alt this last weekend? Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be on both Saturday and Sunday, and then it got preempted on Sunday. Now, why do I ask about the Saturday? Because your humble and lovable host of the show was on it, along with Ty Bollinger, 2-for-1 on Fox News on Saturday. And then it was so good that they preempted us on Sunday for continuing coverage.
Yes. Wall-to-wall coverage on the Malaysian jetliner. We don't know where it's at, but we'll just keep repeating this for a half an hour instead of showing you a healthy you and Carol Alt.
Yeah, and I got a contact from my mom, and, you know, of course, moms are protective of their kids, you know how that is, and she said, Scotty, how come they didn't play it on Sunday? I was like, well, Mom, they had to cover this wall-to-wall, you know, airline that's this mystery. She says, I don't think that's the reason they didn't play it. I think what you and Ty did was so good they couldn't play it again. That's a mom for you.
Makes you wonder. I mean, there was nothing new to report on the Malaysian airliner.
Right,
why would they preempt your appearance for that? I don't know.
I think in terms of what Ty did, masterful. I mean, literally, quoting from Cancer Step Outside the Box, what he did on Fox News on Saturday. You can't imagine what he did. He dismantled the cancer industrial complex without swinging a fist, without a weapon, except to be intellectually honest, and he did it gracefully and gently and masterfully. And like, people got to be seeing this and going, what did he just say? I mean, there are cures for cancer that doctors don't know, and he didn't bash the doctors. He just said they just don't know. Beautiful.
Right.
It was beautiful.
Right.
And what did I do? Let's see. I was talking about the Flexner
Report. You were talking about the Flexner Report and the history of modern medicine and how we got to where we are now.
Boring.
Oh, come on. Come on.
But I mean, think about that. The whole history of modern medicine, you know, they've woven this spell over the last 100 years, and people are sitting there going, Obama's to blame for Obamacare. And I'm like, no, you doofuses. That was 100 years after Republicans and Democrats screwed up by allowing the federal government to become involved in a state-sanctioned religion that became known as modern medicine. And I think I actually said a state-sanctioned religion, the medical monopoly, and the Church of Biological Mysticism on Fox News. That's why they couldn't hear it on Sunday.
And indeed you did. I think the only thing that was missing was bureaucratic oligarchy, but we'll try and get that in on the next appearance.
All right, we'll see what we can do there. Anyway, if you saw it, let us know if we sucked the eggs or it was so good they couldn't replay it. But thank God for Carol Alt. We love her dearly. What she's doing in that media is incredible, absolutely incredible. And the videos are available online. We've linked them up. You can see Ty's video appearance. You can see mine. And it's just amazing. I'm just still going to scratch my head going, did that really happen? Anyway, if you think it didn't, it's a broad-based conspiracy and we're just making it up, call me. 866-939-2355. I'll put you on with my mom, all right?
866-939-BELL.
Let's see. Tom's on the board, so if you want to call up, we do have a call. I'm going to have to check this out. If this question is what I think it is, we're going to become homeopathic gynecologists. I should say that.
OBGYNs.
Thank
there you.
Yeah, much yes. easier. Gynecologists. But yeah, we'll check it out to see if that's a real question. Sometimes people are wanting you to snicker about body parts. But, you know, we take these things seriously, even though we'll lighten it up right now with a story about tequila. You know, tequila.
That's right. This is in honor of all the Irish Mexicans out there that we'll be celebrating today.
Yeah, when you brought this to my attention, Super Don, I was like, I don't recall the last time I went to an Irish pub and ordered tequila. Of course.
Well, you know, and as I was telling you, you start off in the spirit of St. Patrick's Day with your drinking your green beer.
Right.
Everybody has green beer full of all that green food coloring. And, you know, about an hour and a half into it, you know, whatever, tequila, Jägermeister, I mean, we can cover all the different nationalities of liquor. Really doesn't matter at that point.
All right. In fact, I don't recall the last time I was in an Irish pub, just to put perspective on it. But this story, rather interesting. This is off of Fox News, and it's talking about sugars found in tequila may protect against obesity and diabetes. Now, those of you who know about agave, been a very popular option for those that want a low glycemic sweet thing. But the controversy around agave is that much of it, you don't know, is cut with corn syrup or other sugar, so it may not be what you think it is. So you have to be careful about it. But this story actually went into more depth and went into something called agavins, A-G-A-V-I-N-S, not agoblins, but agavins. All right. And they evidently protected a group of mice against diet-induced obesity and type 2 diabetes, according to MedPage Today. And this was published in the American presented at the American Chemical Society annual meeting in Dallas. And mice were distributed into seven groups. I don't think mice were in attendance at the meeting. I think they're reporting on the actual study.
I believe you're right. Yes.
I don't know if mice are allowed at the ACS annual convention. So one group received a diet of plain water, and I don't know whether the mice were Irish either. Just to, you know, just in case you think I'm picking on mice that are Irish, I don't know. We don't know their nationality.
Okay.
But the other groups received water supplemented with either aspartame, glucose, fructose, sucrose, agave syrup, or agavins. And the mice that consumed these agavins showed a reduction in food intake and weight and a decrease in blood glucose levels. Now, if you're wondering, it was similar to those that drank water. If you're wondering why, they're suspecting that the dietary fibers in agavins are somehow acting to reduce the glycemic impact so blood sugar is not elevated. And that's, you know, that's a good thing. That's why we do not oppose fiber in your diet. We've had some extreme crazies that have taken the paleo perspective way out. And again, I realize that the people that are really doing paleo right are not doing like eating meat morning, noon, and night and intravenously introducing meat into the body. That's not the paleo way in reality. So don't yell at me. It's just those that kind of go to a little extreme here. There are those that have said fiber is bad for you. So I just want to, you know, show them to be the Looney Tune nutritionist that they aren't or are. I'm not sure which. So anyway, it's rather interesting. Alcoholic beverage, this I don't know if it's the tequila, but it sounds like it's the agavins that they're getting from the blue agave plant that may, in fact, be of some benefit. And again, it makes sense to me. A naturally occurring, sweet, fibrous-type material is going to be beneficial. So there you go. We did a little bit of alcohol story to open up St. Patrick's Day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Why not? Now, what I want to know is why did they not test tequila on the mice? Just
right.
Thank God. I mean, if this is basically this article is promoting tequila, why didn't they not do the test with tequila with the mice?
Well, could we say
wouldn't that make more sense?
Could we safely say that the mice were not Mexican? Is that offensive? I don't know.
Yeah, or maybe they did try the test once and they found that the mice on tequila were running around in the maze with their pants on their head or something. I don't know. Maybe it was just not working right. But
nothing stranger than seeing mice running around with pants on their head, Super Don. Thank you.
Yeah, one guy in the corner with a lampshade on his head, you know.
All right. Speaking of karaoke,
you know, anyway.
All right, now, speaking of pants that you can't fit over your head or over your waist, obesity, another topic here. Parents' habits may be to blame for child's obesity risk. Now, they always say it's genetic. It's genetic. Kids are fat because it's genetics. Like, wait, what about the parents, the way they eat, the way the family eats, the way they teach their children to eat? Could it be the result of that? Now, we understand the issue of genetic predisposition. I don't dispute that necessarily, but certainly the environment impacts on genetic expression. That's epigenetics. Another story here published in the journal Pediatrics actually acknowledged that maybe the parenting style could impact more on the resulting obesity in children. Why is that?
This is almost a moment of duh. I mean, really, it's really. You mean you think the way you raise your kids, the way you teach them to eat, the way you teach them to exercise, that might have something to do whether they have a weight problem at some point in their life? No kidding, really?
Yeah, I think so. But again, we don't want to make parents mad at us. You know, we don't want to be blaming parents for children who are eating improperly. Maybe we can blame the doctors. There's a great article up in Natural News about if you want to be successful, don't become a doctor. That's interesting. That's what my uncle told me in the late 70s, early 80s. And we'll explain that. We may talk to Dr. Bittar about that as well. Hey, maybe we should all go to Ireland. Maybe there's more freedom there. We got a couple of stories that are going to cause question to the land of the free and the home of the what? The find for doing what on your own land? For doing what for the birds? Stick around.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Toppins a bag. Yeah. I remember this.
Wasn't that? But that was like a sad song, though. You remember?
A nice little old lady.
Yeah.
Feeding the birds.
What's happening?
Wait a minute. I remember this.
I don't remember that. What is going on? There's cops coming to get her.
The little old lady, they just handcuffed her and stuffed her in the back of the car. Why would they do that?
What the heck is she doing?
She was just feeding the birds.
Oh, my gosh. She must have been. That wasn't really in Britain, was it? That was filmed in America? What happened? Because that actually happens in America. Oh, boy. You know, the land of the free and the home of the imprisoned. You know, it's not enough to imprison half the population because they want to do something with a plant that God created. They now come after you for feeding the birds. You can't make this story up. This is really weird. Where did this come from?
Yeah, apparently, 81-year-old woman. And I'm scanning here, trying to figure out where exactly this was at. It was here in America. She was arrested last month for feeding bears in her backyard.
Wait a second. All right, hold on. The song wasn't Feed the Bears, Tuppence, it was Feed the Birds.
Yeah. As the story unwinds here, she was first arrested for feeding bears, and they had actually, one of the bears had to be euthanized because the Fish and Wildlife Service said the bears might learn not to be afraid of people.
Yeah, listen, I got no problem with that. You want to curtail that. Okay. You know, it's common sense, though, but the thing is, if she kept doing that, she would end up getting eaten one day. But you turn it into one of those zombie shows, and of course the birds, Alfred Hitchcock would do the same thing with the birds. But now, because she's been restricted from feeding the bears, they can arrest her because she fed the birds?
Well, she got probation, and she was told you cannot feed any wild animals. Well, she was caught leaving out pieces of stale bread for birds, and apparently violated her probation and was put in jail.
Wow. All right, there you go, America. Feed the birds, go to jail. Fish and Wildlife, save us from the breadcrumbs.
Is there no logic in this world anymore? I mean, come on, feed the bears, okay. Throw a piece of stale bread on the ground for a bird? I don't think we have the birds becoming aggressive. Although, Alfred Hitchcock may have proven that the other way, but I don't know.
Yeah, indeed. Now, there's another story. Remember we covered this in Oregon. I was just in Oregon for the National College of Natural Medicine Gastroenterology Conference. I love Portland. It's a beautiful city overlooking the water there. We had a nice visit, although it was very quick. And wasn't it Oregon that they said that the government owns the water coming from the sky? If you happen to have a retention pond, you could be in trouble?
I believe that was. There was somebody, that was catching rainwater and got in trouble for that, yeah.
Well, it's not only Oregon. Oregon, you'll be glad to know you have a sister in crime, Wyoming. There's a family in Wyoming facing $75,000 per day from the EPA for building a pond on their own land.
On their own land.
Yeah. Yeah, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, if there was ever a case made for the 10th Amendment and nullification, where are the people, where's the state government there to kick the EPA the hell out of Wyoming?
Right.
They're fining this family $75,000 a day until they fill in their pond. Seriously, what's the problem? I mean, don't they like wetlands? I mean, the Clean Water Act is saying that you can't do this. This is insane, in my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. I just can't find the logic in this.
Well, I mean, he dug the pond on his ground.
Mm-hmm.
Filled it with water, it was like a stock pond. Put trout in there, had ducks and geese and stuff. And he was harassed by the federal government, what he called a petty power play by the EPA.
Yeah.
And the agency threatened him with civil and criminal penalties, like you said, $75,000 a day.
Right,
and he built this on his own land. It seems to me if you build a pond on your land and you want it full of water or not full of water, you want to fill it full of jelly beans, it's your pond. You built it on your land.
Yeah,
but as you pointed out before, even people that buy property, buy a house or buy the land, they actually really in reality do not own that land. They're just leasing it, aren't they?
Oh, exactly. That's a very good point. By the way, the property owner says he followed all of the state rules for a stock pond when he built it in 2012 and even got a letter from Wyoming State Engineer's Office to prove it. So it's not like we've got this outlaw criminal running wild with Jesse James in Wyoming here saying, you know, I'm going to feed the birds and the bears. Come and get me. I mean, this is a point that you brought up, and I'm glad you did, in that if you had a legitimate government, it would protect property rights. We said that. The origin point for the Declaration of Independence, the history of government, and the study of the history of governments prior to the Organic American Republic was all about what do we do to limit government? What should it do? One of the primary things it does, protect property rights, not violate them. But if you think you own your property, no, you're just leasing it. You're just renting it because they hold title. Yeah, they do. Check it out. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We are going to do some gynecological homeopathic discussion with a question about an inflamed labia.
Did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do on St. Patrick's Day? Well, we'll bust a myth. Not the myth of leprechauns, but something that is almost as mythical. The myth of herd immunity. Yeah, that's right. Who else could tie herd immunity into leprechaun Superdon on St. Patrick's Day? I don't think you'll hear that anywhere else.
Just have no, this is, you heard it here first.
Yeah, and also the resurgence of old diseases. You know, they're coming back, but it's because you moms and dads out there, how dare you that actually listen to Jenny McCarthy? You are just so, oh my gosh, what are we going to do with you? You just think that you can, you know, not have your kids experimented upon medically with toxic poisonous injections. Oh, well, you know, we'll get into that. Dr. Bitar will be here. It is Advanced Medicine Monday. We're going to do some advanced homeopathic medicine today, right now. In fact, we had a call. We checked it out. It's legit. And, you know, we talk about different body parts having, let's say, symptoms. Symptoms are the warning lights in your car going, hey, something's up. Check it out. Let's figure this thing out. And we have a call from Kath, and she has a question about inflammation or swelling. And let's see if we can pull her up. Super Don, can you bring her in? Kathy, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well, doing well. Now, the question you have relates to a female-specific area of the body. We've talked off the air briefly about the labia. And the question is, it started with your daughter at around 14 or 15, you said. And has it been addressed with traditional medical drugs? Did they try to suppress it with steroids, this inflammation or swelling? Or are you holistically oriented and you immediately went to somebody natural? What happened there?
We went to the regular doctor. They give her steroid creams and pills and so on and so forth.
Right.
And none of them seemed to have worked. And so after about a year and a half, we decided to just go homeopathic and see if we could get answers that way.
Okay. Okay. So
getting better, but we still have no answers.
Right. And you said it was worse around the time of the menstrual period?
Correct.
Okay. I have a viewpoint of the body that's a little different. As a homeopath, we look at the body being very smart and intelligent, having that intelligence to do something. And if there's something in the body that's trying to get out, I've said the female species has a lot more advantage than the male in terms of elimination. The question is if we can determine some kind of chronic subtle toxicological exposure that may have been going on for years, whether it be endocrine disrupting compounds, mercury, other heavy metals. Do you have any inclination of a history of exposure in your daughter growing up?
No. We've had her allergy tested. The only thing they came up with, I think they said she was sensitive to nickel.
Nickel, okay. All right. One of the heavy metals that you can get exposed to. And then speaking of homeopathic medicines, did you go on any type of homeopathic like Nicolum Metallicum, which is the homeopathic form of nickel, or anything specific to that allergy?
I don't believe we. I think the homeopathic doctor knew that and stayed away from that.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to assess because it's kind of a, to say it's a mystery, and I saw this posted on my website and I said, okay, somebody wrote that they're worried about a swollen bit of tissue specific to the female area. And I said, I have no information to go on. I'd like to give good insight or perspectives on this. And I know as your homeopath or any holistically trained doctor would begin to ask the questions, much like Sherlock Holmes, let's try to narrow down what is going on inside the body that this tissue would be swollen like this. Now, utilizing something like the classic arnica, which is more for injury, but we're not talking about an injury here. We're talking about something happening to tissue mysteriously.
Right. Arnica, we tried that.
Okay. And what about the use of silver or a silver-based gel to reduce inflammation of tissue?
We haven't tried the gel, but we have the spray.
Okay. All right. That's something that I think would be of assist there. Again, we don't know the cause in this guy. I urge you to find it. I know you want to find it, as we all would. But at the very least, to reduce tissue inflammation safely, the concern I have, as probably you do, with using steroid-type creams, is that it tends to damage the tissue, even though it suppresses inflammation. It thins the tissue, and it makes it susceptible for all kinds of injury and even infection as you, disintegrate the integrity of the epithelial tissue there.
Right. Well, when they gave us the steroid creams and stuff, we didn't use them long because they seem to have made the situation worse.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
right away.
Very typical, yes. Now, in terms of liver detoxification, have you done anything specific for your daughter? She's, 17 now?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you done anything?
Yeah, we've done all. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just a question of homeopathic detoxifying homeopathic formulas or even extra selenium. We've talked about the use of, for instance, the One World Whey, the non-denatured whey protein, to help produce more glutathione within the body. Again, the body is smart. If there's something in there trying to get out, it can impact tissue anywhere, especially in sensitive areas like that.
Yes, we tried to try, I have them right here, the neuroamino, neuroflam, the other one you just said, the glutamine recycler. We tried those. We tried candida, Chinese medicine. We've tried quite a few, which I can't say the words, but I know what they mean.
Sure.
Tried to do also things to keep phlegm, from, like, she had a lot of sinus trouble, so they tried to, maybe it was related, so we tried to keep the phlegm down out of her body.
Right.
We've done a couple of foot detox. We do reflexology. that one lady helps us try to get the swelling down, but it seems like once it gets here, it is a full 7 to 10 days bedridden till it eliminates itself.
Wow, that's pretty serious. All right. Yeah. And have you done anything like EAV type testing, the electroacupuncture according to Vol, where they test, or kinesiology, muscle response testing, kind of like what Dr. Batar, or
yeah.
Muscle response.
She doesn't do needles. She doesn't do needles because she has a phobia of those.
Uh-huh.
We have muscle tested her. She did the skin patch test from the allergist, you know, like if anything came up there was a little bit of nickel.
Okay.
That was it.
All right. And increased selenium intake?
Selenium intake, I think so. Mine is down. Intake. Like I said, we do a lot of Chinese medicines. I don't know exactly what their... Some are blood cleansers.
Sure.
Some are for swelling. Some are for dampness. Some are for heat. Her body is very hot. Her hands are very cold. And her feet are very cold.
Right.
So we've done things.
Listen, Kathy, this one I can tell is going to take a lot of segments to get to the bottom of it. This is why, you know, homeopaths ask lots of questions, and I would like to follow up with you perhaps off the air to see if we can figure this thing out a little closer, get some more information from you. But suffice it to say, I would try, if you haven't already done some more of the silver locally, to at least, at the very least, reduce the inflammatory cytokine-type response when this occurs to get her out of crisis. In the meantime, start figuring out what might be that trigger. All right, Kath?
Okay, yeah. Sounds good.
Thanks. Well, I appreciate you calling. I know you got a link up through the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Kathy, thank you for calling in. So, you know, super, Don, that you get a question like that. It's not always easy. Sometimes, and you know, we don't always do those kinds of questions on the air, but I kind of had a sense, once we figured out she was sincere about it, you know, got to help moms out, you know, helping their daughters out in a situation like this.
Well, you know, listen, I mean, we've been doing this for years, and, you know, sometimes we do get questions in there, and they're about, you know, the topics or, you know, down there somewhere, you know, where it can be, I don't even know. I mean, I think it's a psychological thing, you know, it's like, you know, well, we can't talk about these particular things because they happen to be in particular areas, but you know what, everybody has one.
It's another, part of the body, exactly.
You know, I mean, come on, things happen, we need to talk about them, so, you know, we push the envelope just about everywhere, and there's not much we won't talk about, but
occasionally we'll talk about your body parts too, so there, no
right.
discrimination on St.
Parts
Patty's
parts.
Day, but except when they're chicken McNuggets, then we don't know what they are, but that's a whole
chickens don't have nuggets.
That's right, okay. Exactly. Now you know, the other thing that I would go into a little further, like for instance someone like this, a vaccine history, we talked a little bit with her off the air before bringing her on to make sure that, you know, that was a real call. And one of the things I asked was about the HPV shot, the Gardasil Cervarix. She said that she hadn't had that. But again, the history of vaccination is such that it introduces metals and other substances into the body that can cause aberration within specifically the female system. So I tend to, like Dr. Batar, suspect heavy metals at play. They said nickel is one of them. Then we can work focused on detoxing any residual nickel. I don't know where the exposure might have been. But that's something to consider as well. And I meant muscle response testing with Dr. King. We talk about that and his book, The Healing Revolution. And by the way, a lot of the information we talk about now on the show, we've encapsulated, thanks to the help of Ty Bollinger, in our new book, Unlock the Power to Heal, which, you know, had shot up, what was it, like ridiculous, like thousands of percentage points after being on Carol.
Over 8,000% right after Carol's show, yeah.
Yeah, and Ty's book, like Cancer Step Outside the Box, went up like 35,000% on Amazon.
Yeah, it's a great screenshot. We posted it on the Facebook yesterday, but it's just right there in the movers and shakers category on Amazon. Number one was Cancer Step Outside the Box. Number two was Unlock the Power to Heal.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep. And in the back part of the book, we did talk a lot about wound care that can be applied for whether it's a gunshot or just inflammation of tissue from anything mild to severe. So there's a lot of great information. I say this book is worth $1,000 because, you know, a lot of times if you run into the doctor and you've got this information in there that you can put to the test before a crisis becomes a crisis.
Plus, you can even see a picture of me wearing a funny hat. So, I mean, you got everything in this book.
Super Don's. Did you got your copy, right? You did? Tell me you got it.
No, I'm still waiting for it. I'm still waiting for it in the mail.
The U.S. Postal Service. I wonder if they put it on the flight from Malaysia. That's still
it
not
was
arrived.
On the Malaysia flight, right.
I don't know. That's kind of bizarre. It's been a while. So, all right, we'll have to check that out. All right, myth of the herd immunity here. This is one I really wanted to hit. You know, it's not like I've never talked about it. Some people might say you're talking about it too much because We don't want to hear more about the myth of the herd immunity, but you know, today is a day of mythology and leprechauns and things like that. So, and I think Dr. Batar will probably have some things to chime in on it as well as the whole, let's say, outrageous, emotional, knee-jerk reactions to those who simply question, for instance, the vaccine schedule. You know, we've talked about, like, parents that go, I'm not anti-vaccine. It's just I'm a little nervous. I've read the inserts. I've done my homework. I'm not sure I want to go even at the pace that the CDC says is right, even though the CDC is not based on science but economics. Remember we covered a story some years ago where they acknowledged within the pediatric community all the way up to the governmental regulators that the whole vaccine schedule based on the healthy baby visits, right, that they talk about mm-hmm. to the pediatrician, mm-hmm. was based simply on compliance, not on legitimate scientific merit. So right. when they say those of us who question vaccines are unscientific, I think they need a big old mirror, except they probably won't see their own image because they're vampires. They're vaccine vampires that are yelling at Jenny McCarthy. Stop it. Be nice.
Nice.
She's a nice lady. Anyway, we got that. Hey, we got some more to do. Stand by.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to HBExtract.com. That's HBExtract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
I think a dozen Krispy Kremes delivered to the studio every day before we go on the air. Isn't that right, Super Don? Do you have Krispy Kremes?
Yes.
Are they
yes,
out there
absolutely.
In Oregon?
Absolutely. Unless we've got Pop-Tarts in the cupboard, then we go with those.
Oh, nasty. You know, listen, my background, not in good food, right? I grew up on the standard American diet, and that included Krispy Kreme donuts hot off the grill or whatever they cooked them in all those years ago. I know some people are salivating because they remember if you lived in the South, especially where Krispy Kreme was first bringing out. But donuts, right? The fat in donuts, of course, it's not real fat. It's trans fat. It's another story. But here we have another story from Fox News. And by the way, you can call us today. Dr. Bitar will be joining us live in just a few minutes. You can call us 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. When you go to the website at robertscottbell.com, where we link the notes and stories and things we may cover, always look on the right and sometimes embedded in the notes themselves, nice banners saying thanks to our sponsors. By the way, buy two, get one free, Carnivora, the most potent botanical immune modulator in terms of a botanical source, the Venus flytrap, than anything else where you're dealing with any kind of immune issue. Buy two, get one free. That's going on until, I believe, the 26th. So we'll talk more about that, of course, with Ty on Outside the Box this Wednesday. But this title, topic, again, five healthy foods that have more fat than a donut. Now, if you see that headline, you're going to go, dude, they're going to trash some more fatty foods because, they're not going to be in favor of donuts or anything. And, of course, it's on Fox News. And so the history of Fox News and the mainstream media, we'd be going, oh, here they go. They're going to trash fat as being bad for you. Well, it turns out they've done it again. I don't know what's gotten into Fox News besides Carol Alt. They've republished something from Women's Health that talked about actually good fats in food that are fattier than donuts, starting with an avocado. They say half an avocado has 15 grams of fat. 10 of those are monounsaturated, which it improves cholesterol levels. Oh, fine, whatever. You want to dance with that for a little while, eat some avocados, that's good. But in this case, they actually acknowledge that avocados are good for you. Here's where they go into some dangerous territory, though. They bring up peanut butter. And they only want you to have 2 tablespoons because you'll be taking in 16 grams of fat, half of which is monounsaturated. You'll get nearly 4 grams of polyunsaturated fat. Now they talk about that in reducing type 2 diabetes, heart disease. Again, they're still not embracing the saturated fat context here. So let's see if the next one does a little better. 1 ounce unsweetened dried coconut. Almost all of the 18 grams of fat is what? Saturated. Yes, it's saturated! But, they say, new research suggests there's a place in healthy diets for saturated fats. They're acknowledging they might not be as strongly linked to heart disease as previously thought. So it is actually tempered to acknowledge that, oh my gosh, we may have been wrong all those years in telling you to stay away from fat. And then, oh, how dare they do this? They go to three large eggs. You can't have eggs, they're loaded with cholesterol. But they don't.
Egg beaters.
That's no, they don't. They say eggs. And they don't tell you to just eat the egg white. So that's good news. And then 12 olives. They edge the donuts with 15 grams of fat, the vast majority monounsaturated. Again, we love olive oil here. We just don't love you to cook it and heat it. We want you to eat it raw, okay? The olive oil, eat it raw. And it is green, so it is kosher for St. Paddy's Day. Can you say that? Kosher for St. Paddy's Day? That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Well, there are Irish Jews.
Okay.
Why not?
Yes.
Why not?
You can juice an olive. For Irish, for St. Paddy's Day. What is it? Oh, you said Jews, not juice. I'm sorry.
Jews, not juice.
Okay, I misunderstood you. I'm sorry. So there you go. Problem with donuts is not the fat. It's the what? The trans fats. And, of course, the refined carbohydrates. If you're making it from GMO wheat or who knows what else, it's not a whole grain. I understand that Ty Bollinger and his wife, they have a recipe for organic donuts that they say are to die for. Of course, that means they're to live for because they're not going to kill you. And I look forward to the day that I can get together with Ty and Charlene and the family, and I can have an organic donut, too. So that's my wish for St. Paddy's Day.
And good job, Fox. They just keep going. I mean, they even mention here that not having enough fat and not eating the right fat can cause cognitive decline. I mean, hello?
Which awesome. Is the problem with most other media outlets. I have to say, the people at Fox News running this website and, of course, having Carol Alt on there each weekend, they're getting plenty of fat because their powers of cognition are intact. Now, politically, we're not going to even go there right now. But we will say, what will we say? Until Dr. Bitar comes back after the news break with us, we'll tell you that the power to heal is still yours. And eat more fat!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.